Hello. So I want to make this video quickly about a common mistake that I see a lot of guys make in dating. And I actually spoke about this with my girl about a couple hours ago, and I took a nap. Oh, and just a warning, my sleep pattern is just horrifically fucked up since I've been back to the US. So that's why the video posting has just gone down the fucking drain. My sleep hours are just fucked up. Broken up like crazy, but usually it's not this bad, but this is like extreme. Like, I'm thinking about going to go see a doctor about like maybe getting me on some, it's like sleep. I hate medication, but like this is like extreme. But yeah, one big issue that I see with guys in dating is chasing pretty and or just chasing in general, but usually the two areas, chasing pretty and chasing just to feel validation from a woman. You see, and I was talking to my girl earlier about this, because like now the latter, what I said, chasing girls just because she's a woman, chasing in general, women have a much more deeper, most women are going to have a much deeper understanding of interpersonal relationships, especially when you're dealing with like Western women, because a lot of the men here don't even realize it, but they find themselves, they stumble into being a beta chump and not even realizing it, because that's all, this is what women don't understand. This is what media teaches us since we're small. Is to be beta, is that you need to be a beta chump for a woman to respect you. That is going to be the nicest, easiest, best way. Because either going to watch movies, or most men either going to learn about women from watching movies, or watching like guys in life, but they're never really understanding how the guys got there with the women. So then the women, they ask the women, well, how do I get a woman like you? Because you're a woman like you. And then a woman, you're like, this is why you don't listen to bitches. She'll go, oh, well, you just be nice and blah, blah, blah. And you know what I'm saying? So that on top of what we've learned in movies and television and music, oh, like we'll inevitably become like a beta chump begging for scraps of pussy. And bitches know it. Bitches know exactly who the beta chump is, begging for scraps of pussies. They're not women. I know there's women watching this video too. I know you're not stupid. Okay, you're stupid in other things, but on average, but you're not stupid in this area. In this area, you know. Why is the phone fucking like the brightness is going in and out? You know when a guy is chasing or lingering or hanging around for scraps of pussy. Okay, and so I also want to talk about the first part of chasing woman, you know, because she's a woman and she's pretty. So my thing is this, man. I try to tell everybody, only ch like well, okay, don't never chase a woman, but only keep a woman around if you know without a fact, I mean without a fact, without question that she will bring you medicine when you're sick. Okay, if this woman that you like or you're wanting to talk to, blah blah, if you're not 100% sure, if you called her and said, I'm sick, I need you to bring me medicine or something like that, and she is not going to come running to come help you out at her earliest convenience, you know, at her earliest convenience type shit, if you're not 100% sure she's going to do that, treat her like a club whore. Do not get too emotionally involved and attached in that, because she's not that emotionally involved and attached with you. And if she's not there now, then she probably never will be. At least not for a healthy reason. Probably because, like, you know, her aunt just died or her uncle just died, and now she feels like, you know, down, and now she's just searching for someone to, you know, pick her up. But she's never going to truly like you, man. Like, I can't tell you how many stories I come across where guys get to super emotionally involved in a woman, and the woman never fucking li the woman was just kind of just experimenting with him type of shit and bounced on him, or the guy, you know, incidentally put her into a leadership position in a relationship, and then the woman lost all respect for him. I can tell you how many times I've seen that, man. Like, when, and then not okay, not to mention is she's a pretty girl on top of that. So, man. I see so many scenarios where the guy would just like give the girl anything she fucking asked for just because she's a pretty bitch. he'd give her anything she had. And then the girl would turn right back around and tell him damn near directly to his face, I don't want you. And then what a guy, so like at this point, he's lost so much track of the intricacies of him in that relationship that he still secretly believes deep down that she wants him. And women watch this, you know what I'm saying is true because you've had it and you've done it to men. You know what I'm saying is true. Guys, as men, man, as men, this is the deep reality. When a woman in life is allowed to just walk around and be woman and still be genuinely desirable to somebody just because she is woman, man, we don't have that. We don't have somebody genuinely finding us desirable because we literally just walk in the room, stand there, and are man. See, we have to learn. I say so many times, there's so many things we have to keep in balance and keep track of to stay desirable in the world. And as soon as we lose the ability to be indifferent and we care too much about anything, that's when we start losing respect. That's usually the core. Now, there are other different ways. I'm not going to go too deep on it, but there are other different ways in it too. Like, for example, like seeking validation is probably the number one way any guy will fuck up with a woman. Seeking validation, giving her some shit that she didn't earn. Okay, guys, stop giving bitches shit just because they are bitches. Don't stop giving them food and all this shit. Now, if you give a woman something because that's just what you do, like I'm the type of dude, like I said, I'll pay for anybody's beer that we come that, or if I just feel like paying for somebody's food, I'll do whether it's a guy or a girl. And women can feel that on me. They know that I'm not doing it just because she's a woman. I'm doing it just because I just felt like doing it because I chose to do it, not because she's a bitch and she's sitting with me at a table. Like, they know it. Stop, like, women know when you giving them unearned attention just because they women. They know it. Like that's partially the reason why women, I can see why they don't like catcalling for real. Like, usually the catcalling thing is two things. Either A, they know it's completely unearned attention, but they'll take the compliment if they're feeling down, they'll just take the compliment type of shit. And two, they're not feeling down, so now they're getting unearned attention, and they know they really don't deserve it, but they were kind of like, but they're just kind of wearing this costume of pretty woman, and it just makes the whole thing awkward, so they don't like it. Like, stop giving women unearned attention and chasing pretty, man. Like, and be careful chasing pretty. Like I said, if you want to keep a woman around, two things: make sure that if she's sick, She's gonna come bring you medicine. And two, well, that's part two. Is she earning your want? That's essentially it. Because if you're chasing a pretty bitch around, I will put a pretty bitch in the same boat as owning a fucking Ferrari, but the starter don't work, is leaking oil, the transmission is slipping. Because I think they're like semi-automatic, and the transmission can't even, like, half the time the shit won't even lock all the way in the second gear. But you happy to have this Ferrari sitting in the driveway leaking oil. You know what I'm saying? And it might not even start. That's where I would put owning a pretty bitch just because she's pretty. You see what I'm saying? And like I said, I've seen so many guys with that exact scenario. They got this pretty bitch, but the pretty bitch don't do nothing. She ain't trying to cook for him. She ain't trying to do. Let me tell you something right now. If a bitch likes you and you want her to cook for you, she's going to cook for you, all right? I don't care what culture you in. If I don't care if she's the strongest feminist, whatever. If a bitch like you and she figured out that you like a woman to cook for her, you like a woman that cook for him, oh, she's going to go in that kitchen. She's gonna figure something out, all right? If she's not cooking, look, let me tell you something. And this goes around the world. If a woman is not going to cook for you, she don't like you. She's dealing with you for some reason, but she don't like you. All right. If it's not clear that she is not going to A, bring you medicine, you know, she's going to bring you medicine when you get sick. And B, if you want her to cook some food, if you're not sure she's going to cook it for you, she don't like you. She's dealing with you because some other part of her life is fucked up and she can't get the man she actually wants. She figures, oh, well, you know, Rod is not the worst choice, so I might as well just sit with Rod, you know. But I'm not going to do a lot. Like, okay, like if a woman's not going to bring you medicine when you're sick or cook for you, okay, that's the equivalent of you working that job that's paying 30 to 40% less for what you know you worth in the world. So you're like, well, I'm not going to do a lot of work because I'm worth more than that. You see what I'm saying? That's exactly what a bitch is doing to you. If she's not going to cook for you, if you want her to cook, if she's not going to cook and you're not sure she's going to bring you medicine. Okay, that is her way of explaining to you that she is employed at a job that she knows she's worth more than, so she's not going to respect it. Point blank. So anyway, man, I'm out. I'm going to go get some Long John Silver because I ain't had that shit in about 5 years. And I'm just craving a taste. So yeah, I'm out. Bye.